Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so that the banks help. We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a very special guest with us today, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour, Steve Martin is back. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the profit pro. He's the guy who's taught us more about how to do a better job of running our business than anybody in the Brain Trust. He's the author of a whole bunch of books on that topic. He is one of the leading SCORE volunteers in the galaxy, and he's one of my favorite people. Steve Martin, welcome back.
Jim, it's so good to be with you every time we meet. I appreciate everything you're doing for business around the world and in America.
It's good to have you back, as always, Steve. So, Steve, I was thinking about what you want to talk about today, and I hearkened back to one of the very first issues that I took on in 97, 98, this is when almost no one had anything but dial-up, right? And there were people out there selling businesses in a box. $300, we'll send you a box. It'll have everything you need in it. You know, you just open it up, add water, and poof, a business will pop up and you become rich in a year, whatever. And they were doing this, and it was a scam, and people were contacting me, you know, in those days and saying, you know, how do I get my money back? And I said, forget about it. It's not going to happen. They sold you something. It's a free country. You bought it, and you gave them your money. It's going to happen. But thank God in those days it wasn't that much money, you know, but there was a lot of that going on. But there's still some of that happening today, isn't it?
Oh, Jim, the only thing that's really changed is the price tag has gone up.
Yeah.
I've talked with folks that the price tag was like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
Wow.
And that's not an exaggeration, Jim.
Wow.
I see it all the time.
What did that look like? What would one of those things, what would the pitch be like?
Well, the pitch is great. I mean, the beautiful website with testimonials and fancy-looking
It looked real, didn't it?
Videos. Oh, yes, absolutely. That's why I kind of think it's just smoke and mirrors.
Right.
at this point. And it really takes a lot of due diligence to cut through this facade, the image that they painted, and see what's truly there.
Well, the example that I gave, Steve, the people actually delivered what they said they were going to deliver. They delivered a physical thing you could hold. There were tools inside, but they were just business platitude kind of stuff. You know, nothing. You still had to have your own product and things like that. And I mean, but at least you got something. You know, it wasn't worth $300 or $500, but you got something. All they could say was, "I can't help it if you didn't like, you know, what I sold you." But what about these companies? Are they delivering anything, or is it a scam?
Well, they deliver a package, a process. You know, here's how you can make a fortune by writing a course, giving instruction, being a coach, writing a book.
Right.
And they give you the process and the content, but they're smarter now. They've been caught by the Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
Which has also done a much better job of protecting us. And it's loaded with disclaimers. And if you read the fine print, it comes down to, we make no warranties, no promises of earnings.
Mm-hmm.
And any failing of this business model to work for you is all your fault. And that's what's really distressing me. I've met people, Jim, that have put tens of thousands of dollars into programs, and they're feeling bad about themselves because they've been told that they failed.
Wow.
It wasn't the faulty business model, but them.
Well, I got to admit, if you got that much money and you gave it to somebody that easy, you kind of did fail.
Well,
I hate to be harsh, but you know, if you got that much money, it's hard to believe you could have that much money and make that kind of, that bad of a decision. Maybe I'm being mean, but I don't mean to be. What do you think?
Well, I can see it. I see the.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're gonna come back and talk some more. We're gonna get more into the weeds in this. This is something to watch out for, folks. Even if you're not susceptible of it, you may know people who are. 20 Till, right back with our good friend Steve Martin on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.